gents, here it is. The show you've been waiting for, the show you've heard so much about. This is the show that gives you what you want the way you like it. So move right up front for Full Frontal Nudity.
David Harris and Jeffrey Witter are about to play us a little something. Play us a little something. Is this Full Frontal Nudity? Full Frontal Nudity.
It's 7 o'clock in Seattle, 8 o'clock in Cheyenne. It's 9 o'clock in Bismarck.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42.
Yes, it is.
Y'all.
And you are listening to FFN on the Air. A brand new hour. With hopefully less babble. This is your under-the-weather host, Jeffrey Witte. And I'm joined by my co-host, my bandmate, etc., etc., etc. Fill in nice things here.
Yes, Mr. David Harris.
And we are Full Frontal Nudity, and you're listening to blogtalkradio.com.
We're dead for the next hour.
Yes. Feels that way. But look, after we're done our show, what happens is it'll go into the archives. So you can download this episode if you want to. You can listen to it in the archives if you want to. Or if you look below all the descriptions and stuff, you'll see a little iTunes icon. Click on that, subscribe to the show, and it'll instantly go into your iTunes library. So you pick and choose what you want to keep. We also have a website, www.fullfrontalnuditytheband.com, and you go there to find everything FFN. You can listen to some acoustic songwriting demos. You can look at some YouTube videos. You can read our bios. You can find out all the links to where we're at. Click on the store tab and buy some crap.
Yes, get some crap.
Yes.
Coming soon, the real full nudity crap.
Go ahead.
It'll sell in the millions, like when the Cards Against Humanity website put up bullshit, which was literally what it said. And they were selling it for $5 a box and sold out.
Well, we should have that sort of luck. And I don't know, for the three of you that listened last week, we thank you. And if you return to get more abuse, we thank you even more. And if you're a new listener, we got to welcome you the only way that we know how. So, welcome.
Welcome to a Nickelback free zone.
And you Chris Martin fans, how dare you?
No play for Coldplay.
Play the Game of Thrones, the musical bit, was one of the most loved parts of the Red Nose Day, so hate to break that to you, Jeff.
Well, on here, it's no play for Coldplay. And here's another fact that you should know already.
Everyone knows that Creed blows.
And let's mention the douchebags.
We draw the line at Florida Georgia Line.
And Dave told me before we went on the air, there's a story related to this guy. But Dave said it best when he said,
Bono is a pompous ass.
Because we here at FFN on the air, and FFN Roll MF, and anywhere that FFN is, we live by a mantra. And here's the mantra.
Chipping away at the foundation of sanity, one podcast at a time.
There you go.
Am I on the show?
Only here and there, Rob. Only here and there. No chat room tonight because you don't go in there anyway, and it's one less thing that we have to worry about. Well, our phone lines are open, and I know that you're classy people, so you'll use that
phone
line.
Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
At 347-884-9655. That's 347-884-9655. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the roses. All right. So, you know what comes next.
Black, take a look at the news. Black, take a look at the news.
All right. Since Dave has the hot potato for this, what's the news, Dave?
So, what it you seems, you know, right at the beginning of their tour, U2's longtime tour manager was found dead in his hotel room. You know,
do they know what caused it?
I haven't heard anything since the initial story, but I will say this. You know, as much as I like to rib on Bono, the fact of the matter is, you know, that's someone that's been a part of the U2 family for a long time.
Yeah, he's been there since the beginning. My goodness, that's a career in itself.
Yes, I mean, it's a bummer for them. I'm sure they'll continue on because the show must go on, you know that?
Yes.
And I'm sure they have a huge, overblown tour.
Yes. And I wonder if they'll dedicate Lemon to their longtime manager, who has passed away. Well, he donned the devil horns to sing. I don't know.
As long as he don't do Angel of Harlem.
Ah. Not a bad song.
Not one of my favorites, but, you know, I'm just not a... That was around the time where I started to lose interest in U2.
We're sorry, Bev, if you're listening.
After, by the time they got the pop, I was completely done.
I would hope most people were done at that point. All right, so there was a possibility of a second news story. Did anything jog your memory?
Can't remember, so it is what it is.
Well, just like a really quick update. We talked about this a few weeks ago when we were talking about the late, great B.B. King. That when he went into the hospital, before he went into hospice, his daughters were accusing his manager of mistreating him. And then, since he's passed away, they brought up the idea that the manager poisoned him. And from what I've heard, the coroner released a report, he was not poisoned. So for a small amount of time, but we had a murder mystery.
I never You know, I just, like, that's ludicrous.
Yeah, well, I mean, in this time that we're living in, you got to treat it with a, it might have happened.
Yeah, but I just have had a hard time believing that that his tour manager, you know, that it was that bad. Oh.
Yeah, well, like I said, you got to, in every one of these stories, you got to put like a little grain of sand of a doubt that it might, there's a lot of grains of sand. I'm talking about one grain of sand. That's the only thing that I found. So here's the thing. We gave you the phone number. You can stop us from playing these songs. We're not going to talk at nauseam about them. We just got a whole bunch of songs. If you call in, the songs stop. That's all there is to it. It's Stone Cold Babble. We are flipping our fingers at Bro Country with all these songs. These are songs you will not hear on your local country station. Unless they're really cool, then you might. But we're going to start off with the King. The King. Elvis Presley. Doing a cover of a Chuck Berry tune. It's enough to make me forget how stuffed up I really am. So, folks, let's all go to the promised land with Elvis, and let's take care of some business.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and have all let the poor boy down. Into the promised land, working on a T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Sweet and low chariot come down, easy taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, 914-09. Tell the folks back home this is the promised land.
I like the version on the Cut Me and I Bleed bootleg just a little more. It's a little more raw, unpolished, and off the cuff. And the way Elvis ends it with a word that occasionally makes it on the air here.
It's
priceless.
Well, until we get that one, we'll have to hear that one. Yeah, we'll have to play the one from Second to None.
We'll just have to add a little language advisory if we play the other one.
So you're not calling in, so we got another song for you.
You're not calling in. You're not listening.
Well, they might listen to it later. So if you listen to it later, we want to at least give you something cool to listen to. And we went down to Washington, D.C. to see this man perform live with his band. And he put out a live CD. And we have that live CD. Born, raised, and live from Flint. It's a Michigan boy. Doesn't sound like he's from Michigan. Sounds like he's from down south. Personable. Put on a good show. It's the people that were standing next to me. Not Dave and Jamie. But the other people.
No, yeah. Jeff's like too tall Jones, so he has to stand in the back a little further.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're a woman with a big fat purse, don't stand next to me. Because I'll light that purse on fire. Speaking of fire, here's yet another cover tune that Whitey Morgan and the 78s do in concert from a beloved musician that we love here, FFN on the Air. This is his take on the Bruce Springsteen song from Born in the USA. This is I'm on Fire, live Whitey Morgan and the 78s.
Want some Bruce, some I'm on Fire?
Right there, doing Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. that one we saw him to? And guess what, Dave? No calls. And Dave might not even be on the line anymore. I don't know, unless he's on mute. There we go. So, no callers, so we're moving on.
Next.
More live stuff. We got another live song. A few years back, Columbia Legacy Recordings put out a couple cool box sets to very important albums in the late, great Johnny Cash's career. One was at Folsom Prison, the other one's at San Quentin. One of the cool things is you got a whole lot of stuff that you didn't get on the original vinyl or the CD re-release that they did just before they put out the box set. On Folsom Prison, they had a second show, and they would mash up between the first show and the second show, and you got the classic Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. So we're going to the second show with one of my favorites from the album, and kind of mirrors the way that I'm feeling right now. Man, it's going to get hung. 25 minutes to go, Dave. We have a little bit more in the live show.
We have 37 minutes to go.
Oh! But 25 minutes to go is the name of the song, and it starts a little theme. So here's some live Johnny Cash for you.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go. I wanted to tell you, this show is being recorded for an album release. This show and the last show, they're going to take parts of it and put it together for an album. Can't tell what part we might need for the album, so don't say shit or anything like that out loud. And the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell, I got 23 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal, with 22 minutes to go. And nobody asked me how I feel, I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole damn bunch, I got 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch, I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die, with 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye, 18 minutes to go. Now here comes a preacher for to save my soul, with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning and I'm so cold, I got 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap and it chills my spine, with 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, oh, they work just fine, I got 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free, I got 9 more minutes to go. But this is for real, so forget about me, I got 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on the trap and my head in the noose, 8 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose, I got 4 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky, 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to want to die, I got 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows. One more minute to go, and now I'm swinging, and here I go. Oh, 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 oh.
From the At Folsom Prison box set, as Johnny Cash doing 25 minutes to go.
No.
And according to my little clock, just a few seconds over 33 minutes left to go in the podcast. And you're not calling. So you know what that means. We're playing another song. From High Top Mountain, we love this guy, Sergil Simpson. You can have the crown.
There it is. There it is.
Guess I'll have to rob a bank. I guess it could be worse. It ain't that bad. At least I ain't sitting in old Baghdad in the middle of a hot damn desert, sitting in a tank. Well, every time the wife talks, the baby gets mentioned. I'm so broke I can't pay attention. Lord, how it tears me up to see her cry.
King Turd himself.
King Turd himself. And you can have the crown. Thus completing a small theme. And the theme is, how do I feel right now? Both of those songs would tell you how I feel right now. We are midway through the live show. You are listening, hopefully, to FFN on the air. We are full frontal nudity. My name is Jeffrey Whitty, and I am joined by my co-host, my bandmate, the smartass himself, Mr. Blah.
Blah.
And you still have time to call in and play.
Come play with us, Daddy. Ever and ever.
at 347-884-9655. If nothing else, you can call in and wish me an early happy birthday. Or not. On Saturday, I turn 42.
Damn, you're getting old, Jeff.
I don't care.
Jeff!
Just... Oh, look, somebody wants to wish me a happy birthday. I'm sure of it. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Oh, my goodness.
There they are.
That's right.
And if you translate it in English, it says, happy birthday, Jeff.
Yes, they care. Because they listen, and they know what number to call. I bet you they have it on speed dial by this point. Since nobody else is calling, we're going to play another song. A kind of live song.
We might want to give out the number again.
Well, I just did. 347-884-9655.
And again, that's 364. Hey.
Yeah, yeah, call that one.
36.
What the hell it is?
Oh.
347-884-9655. That's right. Now, see, you can call that other number. And I really suggest that you do, because you're going to give somebody the biggest surprise of their life.
I thought you were on that podcast thing.
Yeah. What do you want?
What?
No. You bugger off, as our English compadres would say. Seeing you in a compadres, like I said, we have another song, since you're not calling, despite us saying the number quite a few times in that last minute or so. So, if I remember correctly, when this single was released, they took the live version that Waylon Jennings recorded, and they just dubbed in Willie Nelson. So it sounded like they were both on the stage when this happened. I don't think they were. It's still cool. When country radio was cool, when we were growing up, they did play this. But this is Good Hearted Woman, Waylon Jennings, and Willie Nelson, except no substitute.
A long time forgotten, the dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Really?
But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She loves him in spite of his ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and to the past of this world hand in hand. A good hearted woman loving a good hearted man. He likes the bright lights and nightlife and good time friends. And when the party's all over, she'll welcome back home again. Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. This a good-hearted woman loving a good-time man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, the past of this world. Hearted woman, loving a good timing man. She's a good hearted woman, in love with a good timing man. She loves me in spite of my Mickey Mouse ways. Things you don't understand.
Well, and then Willie. And the boys. Doing good hearted woman.
Yeah.
Yes. Makes me weepy eyed just to hear it. Especially, you know, that one of the tired things that we keep bringing up is it, country radio is in a very sad state lately. It's been in a sad state for a little while now. You don't hear these guys anymore. And even the young guys, you don't hear the good ones. You hear the mechanical, assembly line type music. It's just sad, sad.
Oh, come on. You still get to hear Florida Georgia Line.
Douchebags, ladies and gentlemen. Douchebags. Yeah, that's one of the things that I love. There's a group called We Hate Pop Country. Best names on the planet. And they must have quite a few dedicated to Florida Georgia Line. So, hey-o. See, we're not the only ones that share this disdain. There's a great artist that we've played on this show before. It's been a while since we played him. So we need to hear some Jason Eady.
Thought you were going to say some Jason Aldean.
No. So this is kind of what he calls the blueprint sessions. So he put out acoustic versions of all the songs they had on AM Country Heaven.
Yeah.
And this is the title track as it appears in the blueprint sessions. So here's Jason Eady with AM Country Heaven. Listen to the words. Especially if your name is Steve Gunnion.
Well, they sing about Jesus, they sing about Jones, and they sing of American pride. But they're all too damn clean, they're polished like stones, and they won't sing about cheating or lies. Well, I remember the days when the singers just sang and left it all in the stories they'd tell. These days we're in AM country heaven and FM country hell. Well, I miss the days when the women were ugly and the men were all 40 years old. 'Cause you had to say something for people to listen. Now they just do what they're told. Well, it's all about idols, pretty blonde hair, and
how many trucks you can sell out there in AM country heaven and FM country hell. Well, out on these back roads, the only real truth that I know, don't cross the radio band. It cuts through the static like a chill in the air. It fades out, then it comes back again. Well, I don't mean to sound jaded, 'cause I know there are plenty young singers who aren't up for sale. But they're all stuck in AM country heaven and FM country hell. Well, I knew it was over the day that I overheard a record executive cry, keep it all simple, don't get offensive, and don't play songs in three-quarter time. Well, Mr. Record Man, I hope you don't take offense. You're a hell of a joke, I can tell. You're the reason we're in AM country heaven and FM country hell. You're the reason we're in AM country heaven and FM country hell.
All hell.
Yes. Some Jason Eady right there. Acoustic version of AM Country Heaven. How true is that song?
It is very true.
Very true. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually turned on one of the country stations that we get around here. And it's because of that. I still like the video that made the rounds where they took six or seven, maybe a couple more songs, yeah, and just plastered them all together. And they just blended. Yeah, every element just blended. That's not what country is really about. You know, you want to be able to turn on the radio and know who's singing, as opposed to who they're imitating, you know. What group to place them in. You hear Jason Eady come on, and they play Jason on the radio. He would stand out like a sore thumb. Same thing with Sturgill. Like a sore thumb. I heard Kenny Chesney played around here. Was it over the weekend, maybe? Not sure.
Oh, I missed it.
Gee. We don't know what we missed. Anywho. I mean, even Kenny was decent when he first came out. I'm talking about the initial record that he put out.
Look at Blake Shelton.
When he came out, it was cool.
You know, but even an artist that you can respect as a great guitarist, Brad Paisley is gone down the dark path lately.
Yes, it is sad. What's even sadder is nobody's calling. No one's calling at 347-884-9655. So we're playing another song. It comes from a CD called Down to the Well by singer-songwriter, guitar player extraordinaire, Kevin Gordon. And a song that I'm very fond of, when he played at Ram's Head on stage in Annapolis, opening for Todd Schneider, he did this song. Really cool tune. It's called Deuce and a Quarter. This is Kevin Gordon.
Buy a bottle, gets a feeling good. The world's looking like you think it should. Happy hour, everyone's your friend. Closing time, sugar, you're down again. Up in the morning and your face is down. You walk the same streets up and down. A fire burning in your worn out shoes. Every day you got something to prove. Curve feelers and bend the skirts. Scrub the chroma till your elbow hurts. Stops and cherry back. Grab stands on your second hand flat. Keep on betting, think you're gonna win. You can dress it up and try to pretend. Car's a car and that's a fact. But a dual slam a quarter ain't no Cadillac. Uncle Johnny hypochondriac. He thinks his headache is a heart attack. Honey, bring me down a couple more pills. I call a lawyer up and change my will. A ham sandwich and a glass of tea. A lunch is cheap but never free. A shaking hands and scratching back. Grab stands on your second hand flag. Keep on betting, think you're gonna win. You can dress it up and try to pretend. Car's a car and that's a fact. But a dual slam a quarter ain't no Cadillac. Got a dress with care. Wash the gray right out of my hair. I clean the car out and when I'm through, I wash it up until it looks brand new. The curb feelers and the bend the skates. The scrub the chrome until my elbow hurts. A pinstripe and a cherry pack. The grass stands on my second hand flag. Keep on betting, think you're gonna win. You can dress it up, try to pretend. Cause a car
Kevin Gordon, deuce and a quarter, ain't no Cadillac, baby. I dig him. He's got a lot of cool tunes.
Oh.
I know. Depending on how stuffed up I am, I could get pretty close to Blind Melon Chitlin's.
You still have 8 minutes to call.
8 minutes to call. That number, 347-884-9655. 347-884-9655. That's all I'm going to say. So we got one more song to play, and then we'll just talk till the end of the show. All maybe 3 or 4 minutes of it. When we started the show, we were celebrating or lamenting but celebrating the life of Levon Helm. His birthday was a few days ago. There's a very beautiful song off a CD called The Rose Hotel, written by a man that we mentioned quite a bit here. Robert Earl Keen wrote a song as a tribute to Levon. The real motor behind the band, and is also the man behind the drums. Here's R.E.K.
Up there in the spotlight, the man load off you and me. Leave on in the doghouse, playing in the band. When they locked into that backbeat, it ain't hard to understand. Get your body moving, celebrate your soul.
Robert Earl Cain, the man behind the drums. Well, I thank the crickets for calling in. Maybe you'll call in next week. We'll have the chat room open next week.
We'd like to thank all our listeners.
Yes. I don't know about you. Yeah. There's got to be at least one song that we played that you went, all right.
All right.
Yeah. So we will be back next week. Yeah. Hopefully, I'll feel a little bit better. Dave doesn't get sick. So we'll both be feeling good.
Damn, we're almost over?
Yes. And that's going to be it. If we didn't have anything to talk about in the live show, there's no after show.
You know, it's interesting. You know, it seemed like there was a delay at the beginning before it played the intro. But on my clock, it was 10:58 when it said 60 seconds. So, you know, I'm just wondering if there's a lag going on in Blah Talk Land.
Well, more behind-the-scenes stuff. When we started the show, the little timer that we have was right on time.
Yeah.
There was, it seemed like there was a gap during the last song. I won't know until it's played back. Anyhow, you're listening to us later. Enjoy.
Thanks for listening.
It's time for NyQuil. It's time for something to kill this cold. So, till then.
Is the show over?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, say goodnight to the bad guy.